With England needing 234 to win that 1963 Lord's Test, John Edrich, Mickey Stewart and Ted Dexter were out with 31 scored. But Barrington and Cowdrey took the score to 72 before Cowdrey was hit by Hall and left the field with a broken arm. Close joined the fight against the fast and often short pitch bowling of Hall and Griffith on a lively pitch and in poor light with rain delays. Barrington went on for a brave 60, and Parkes and Titmuss had useful stands with Close as the target neared.
England want 43 to win in 55 minutes. And Hall, that little shower apparently wetted the outfield, and for the first time today, a bowler has recourse to the sawdust heap. Hall comes down, dries it, turns at the pavilion end, and comes up. Great tigerish run, the leap, he bowls to Titmuss, Titmuss covers up, it goes off the edge of the bat and he takes a single to gully. A single to gully there, the ball didn't travel a third as far as the batsman ran. Well, very quickly taking single to make England 192 for 5. And this is where one's almost afraid to breathe for fear of rocking the boat. And these two batsmen now faced with a tactical decision off almost every ball. Two slips, leg slips, Salim it on for Close. Hall comes in, bowls to him, and he plays that straight up to Salim it on, Worrell. Hall turns and walks back. Close again, goes out and prods the pitch. The trees away in the distance, heaving under this strong wind, which in fact would help Hall to swing the ball into Close. The wind is coming in from about cover point, say extra cover. The trees heaving and bending under it. The light murky, and Hall comes up again. Past umpire Phillips and bowls to Close. Close tries to hook. He's beaten long leg, it's through. It's four runs. Close is 50, and the people here are only sorry they couldn't make 10 times as much noise. An innings of remarkable shrewdness, good judgment, courage, and very sound technique. 50 in 3 hours 15 minutes with 5 fours. His first 50 in a test. His previous best, 42 against the West Indies at Birmingham in 1957. And now it's Hall again from the pavilion end in. Balls to Close and Close. Oh, tried to cut outside the off stump. Through to the wicketkeeper. And about six rows of members down here fidget as if their pants were full of ants. Absolutely unable to stay still there. This awful moment when you see a batsman play outside the off stump at pace and it goes through.
The game swung dramatically back the West Indies way when Titmuss and Truman fell to successive deliveries. But Close, black and blue from the battering he'd taken, was still battling it out, watched by Roy Lawrence.
And in comes Griffith with England 217 for 70. Bowls to Close, Close swings and down to long leg, doesn't get hold of it cleanly. There's a single in it. They're going for a second. No, they're not, as Gibbs comes in like a bullet. He fires it back to Murray, and Allen remains. So England have got one more, 218 for 7. It must have been a leg bye, as Close remains on 70 and Allen to face is on 2, and England require only 16 runs now. And for Allen, Worrell comes into Silimidon. Sobers, what's going to happen to Sobers? He's going into the slips. He's going to join McMorris. McMorris fielding at first slip, Sobers at second slip. And Nurse is backward of point, Kanai in the covers, and Butcher at mid-off. And Griffith is in to bowl to Allen. He bowls to him. It's through him. It's through Murray. And it's Hall who fields down here for a bye. 219 for 7. England now 15 runs wanting for victory. And of course, close to face. Close on 70, Allen on 2. And that field drops out again. Kanai dropping deep at mid-wicket. It's called in a little bit, but here comes Griffith to bowl to close. He bowls to him and closes forward defensive. Allen wants a run. Griffith picks up the ball very quickly. Close regains his ground, and so does Allen. And the England total remains at 219 for 7. Well, Barrington caught Murray Bowl Griffith 60. Parks LBW to Griffith 17. Titmus caught McMorris short leg, bowled Hall for 11. And Truman caught the very next ball by Murray off Hall's bowling for a duck. And Griffith coming in from the nursery end to bowl to close. He bowls to him, close swings at it, there's a field for a catch behind the wicket, and close is out.
Derek Shackleton, no rabbit, but no great shakes either with the bat, walked out to join David Allen. England 8 wickets down, and Cowdery sitting in the pavilion with his left arm in plaster.
Here comes Hall bowling to Shackleton, 8 runs needed, last over coming up. Hall bowls, and Shackleton swings, and it goes through to the wicketkeeper. And presumably the fruit of the conference in mid-wicket which Shackleton and Allen conducted before this over was that they are going to have a go, death or glory. At least that was what that stroke looked like. Now Allen is going out and having another word with Shackleton. Waddell is moving an extra man over to the leg side. Hall has only got one slip near the bat now. All the rest scattered. And Hall back at the end of his run. 226 for 8. 5 balls to go, 8 runs needed. Hall bowls to Shackleton, and Shackleton, they go for a very quick single as he plays about 5 yards down the pitch. Hall follows through, tries to throw the wicket down, almost falls flat on his face, but they're through for the run. 227 for 8. Shackleton now goes on to 4, overtaking Allen. Allen is 3. 7 runs are needed for an England victory. 2 wickets to fall, 4 balls left. And Hall bowling out of the background of the dark pavilion on a dark and gloomy evening. And after his little bit of excitement there when he followed up and nearly fell over himself, he's looking understandably very weary indeed as he trudges back to his mark. A tremendous feat of fast bowling this by Hall, and if the West Indies don't win, it seems sad that such an almost superhuman effort of valour should not have been in a winning cause. 4 balls to go. Hall comes in bowling to Allen. Bowls to him, and Allen plays that down to long leg. There's one more run there. 228 for 8. Allen goes on to 4. 6 runs are needed, and 3 balls are left, and Shackleton has the bowling. Lords, not of course crowded after the rain of this morning, but those people who are here have been in a state of mountingly unbearable tension ever since play began at 2:20. A feverish atmosphere now as Hall comes in with 3 balls to go and bowls to Shackleton, and Shackleton flashes outside the off stump, doesn't get a touch, and they go through for a very quick single, and Shackleton's going to be run out. He's run out. He started off late. Allen ran and got there, in fact, by following up very quickly. But Shackleton was slow to start. They threw it to the bowler's end. The bails were whipped off. Shackleton was well out. 228 for 9. They are not coming in. We must therefore presume that with 2 balls to go, Cowdery will come in. But Allen, as a result of the batsman having crossed, has at least got the bowling. So Cowdery may not have to face a ball. And the applause seems to me to indicate that Cowdery is coming out, but I can't see from here. Norman Yardley, a comment from you?
Well, I think the situation is now that with 6 runs to get, it's practically impossible for England to win, and I think the tactics will be, with Cowdery coming in, to try and ensure that he doesn't receive a ball.
And the cheering tells you that, in fact, he is. There are 2 balls to go. England, needing 234 to win, are 228 for 9, with Cowdery, his left forearm in plaster, coming out to join Allen. Cowdery is, of course, 19 already, having retired hurt. And the crowd now swarming out of the stands, coming up, the West Indians particularly, coming up eagerly right round the boundary ropes, waiting to charge onto the field as soon as this dramatic and gripping test match has ended. And end it is bound to, either in the next ball or the one after that, because there are only the two left. And Cowdery is having a chat with Allen. It's now well gone 6 o'clock. There will undoubtedly be no further overs. And there are two balls to go in this one, as Hall prepares to bowl to Allen, who, as the batsman crossed in that ineffectual attempt to get a single, is now at the receiving end. And Cowdery at the bowling end. Two balls to come. 6 runs wanted to win. Here comes the first of them. Hall bowling to Allen. Bowls to him, and Allen plays down on the offside, and there's no run. And therefore, with one ball left to go, barring any accidents like no balls, and I wouldn't put that beyond us, this game has had a surprise for us at every stage of its course. With one ball yet to go, Allen has to hit it for 6 if England are going to win. But he has only got to keep the ball out of his wicket if England are at least to save the match. They are 228 for 9. They want 234 to win. And Wesley Hall is going to bowl the last ball of the match, barring, as I say, any accidents such as a no ball, from the pavilion end to Allen. And he comes in and bowls it, and Allen plays defensively, and the match is drawn, and the crowd come swarming onto the field. Cowdery does not have to play a ball. The ground staff, the policemen are desperately rushing out to protect the sacred middle. The West Indies cricket is being chased in by their own enthusiastic supporters. Wesley Hall, still with a tremendous run in him, leading the rush off the field. The end of a great